in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. Freed from all adversities and given to serve you to the glory of your name, we pray this through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with the Father and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Glory be to thee, O Lord.
certain king, which would take account of his servants. And when he had begun to reckon, one was brought unto him, which owed him 10,000 talents. But forasmuch as he had not to pay, his Lord commanded him to be sold, his wife and his children, and all that he had, and make payment. The servant therefore fell down and worshipped him, saying, Lord, have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. Then the Lord of the servant was moved with compassion, and loosed him, and forgave him of his debt. But the same servant went out and found one of his fellow servants, which owed him only 100 pence. And he laid hands on him and took him by the throat, saying, Pay me that thou owest. And this fellow servant fell down at his feet, besoughting him, saying, Have patience with me, and I will pay thee all. And he would not, but went and cast him into prison till he should pay the entire debt. So when his fellow servants saw what was done, they were very sorry, and came and told unto their Lord all that was done. Then his Lord, after he had called him, said unto him, Thou wicked servant, I forgave you all of your debt, because thou asked me to do so. Should you not also have had compassion on your fellow servant, even as I had pity on thee? And his Lord was wroth, and delivered him to the tormentors, that he should pay all that was due him. And so likewise my Father, my Heavenly Father, will also do to you, if you from your heart forgive not every one his brother their trespasses. So far the Holy Gospel. We confess our faith according to the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, Father Almighty, Maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of the Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, begotten not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered with Mary, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom is heaven and earth. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord giver of life, who proceeded from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. We continue with our sermon here, please. Thank you. God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
My sermon text this morning is from the Old Testament, verse 4. Behold, his soul which is lifted up is not upright in him, but the just shall live by faith. So far, please be seated. If there's one thing about children, it's that they ask a lot of questions. Why do I have to practice? I'm not there yet. Why am I sick? And many more. But we as adults are also disturbed by many questions. And some of them perhaps are harmless, but others can set us so much apart from God that life itself becomes a problem. Major problems often interrupt our smooth running lives, leaving us with all sorts of unanswered questions. The prophet Habakkuk was troubled by such questions. Questions as basic as life itself. Questions that have puzzled God's people since the very beginning of time. Why does a righteous God permit suffering? Why does God permit the ungodly to prosper? And perhaps even more perplexing, why does God seemingly ignore his people's prayers and not deliver them from their troubles? Well, listen to the words of Habakkuk in chapter 1. How long, O Lord, must I call for help, but you don't seem to listen? Or I cry, violence, and you still do not save. Well, our problems today may not be the same as those of Habakkuk faced, but few of us can escape some kind of disturbing problems in life. And most of us at one time or another confront situations that leave us grasping and groping for answers, searching for solutions, wrestling with God, like Habakkuk did. How long, O Lord, must I call for your help, but you don't seem to listen? And very quickly, life becomes a problem. We may be faced with an illness and question, why? Why me, Lord? There may be problems within the family. How long, O Lord, how long is this going to happen? But without a doubt, the most upsetting and perplexing, paralyzing anxiety a Christian can have is, why doesn't God hear me? Why doesn't he deliver me? Doesn't he care? Could it be that he's punishing me for something? Perhaps he has deserted me, left me to suffer for my sins. And that's when doubt and fear begins to set in. I'm sure this has happened to many of you. It's happened to me several times over my life. And isn't it true that sometimes in the middle of our problems, our conscience begins to torment us with ugly memories of sins and mistakes of the past, accusing us before a holy God who has threatened to punish the sinner? Our conscience pronounces the death sentence over us, using God's own law to seal it. God's law is, the soul that sinneth, it shall die. And I've sinned. And then with St. Paul, we feel like crying out, oh, what a wretched man, what a wretched woman I am. Who shall deliver me from this body of death? Who? But now the Holy Spirit, through the prophet Habakkuk, calls us away from our doubts and our fears with a cry, the just shall live by faith. You see, faith is the key to real life. The prophet reminds us that we must learn to live not by what we think, not by what we see, not by what we experience, but by what we believe, by faith. Faith in the Word of God. The Word of God will never fail us. But what is this faith to which the Holy Spirit calls us? Well, many people think today that they're living their faith when they dream of better tomorrows, or when they put a smile button on their collar and they tell you, have a nice day. That's supposed to solve problems. But what is this faith to which the Holy Spirit calls us? Many today think that they are living by faith when they dream of better things to come, better things to are down the road. But such faith is not the Christian faith. It's not the kind of faith by which the Holy Spirit is urging us to live by. It's not the kind of faith that we can overcome when we're faced with the ultimate test of all, and that is death. And we're all going to face that someday. Tell me. For what becomes of a better tomorrow when there is no tomorrow? What becomes of the will to survive when death snuffs out the last spark of life? Such worldly faith is not the key to real life. Life now or life forever? Well, St. Paul clearly shows us what Habakkuk meant when he said, the just shall live by faith. Paul points to Jesus Christ, who by taking our place under God's law and paying for our sins with his precious blood, satisfied God's anger. Jesus Christ redeemed us from the curse of the law. How? By becoming a curse for us. It is confidence in this good news that assures us that for Christ's sake, God has forgiven all of our sins, and that he is no longer angry with us and has graciously adopted us into his heavenly family. Confidence and trust in this promise of God makes up the faith about which Habakkuk is writing about when he says, the just shall live by faith. This faith in Christ and his forgiveness enables us to transcend our problems, live above our worries, just as Habakkuk was able to do. Through faith in Christ and his forgiveness, we can stare any problem, any worry, yes, Satan himself and hell, right into the face, and we can sing out, I will be joyful in God my Savior, because he enables me to go on. And with absolute confidence, we can rejoice with St. Paul, therefore being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And if God is for us, who can be against us? How can we live in this confidence that God loves us even when what we are experiencing in life points to the contrary? Well, we have his own precious word. We have the holy sacraments, which seals to us individually God's love and his complete forgiveness. God's word will not, God's word cannot deceive us. In holy baptism, God dresses us in our Savior's righteousness by water and the word. As St. Paul writes, you are all children of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For all of you who were baptized into Christ have clothed yourself with Christ. He's talking about us. He's talking to us, we Christians. And in the sacrament of Holy Communion, we truly receive the body and blood of Christ, given and shed for you, for the remission of your sins. The disciples once prayed, Lord, increase our faith. Well, we too need to call upon our Lord daily to increase our faith, because God knows what temptations pound us daily, threaten to tear us loose from our Savior's entire love, turn our backs on God. That's what the devil is trying to do to each and every one of us gathered here this morning. Turn our backs on God. Habakkuk began his message with a very depressing question. How long, O Lord, how long? But having thought about God's love, his mercy, his forgiveness, his faithfulness, he concludes with these words, "I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. The Lord is my strength, and he will enable me to go on." May God grant this same confidence to each and every one of us gathered here this morning. Amen. Now may the peace of God that surpasses all human understanding abide with us here this morning and extend itself into the joy of eternal life, heaven. Amen. Pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, who callest unto thee all that labor and are heavy laden to refresh them and give rest unto our souls, we pray that you extend your heavenly love at the feast that you have prepared for us here on earth. Keep us all from impenitence and unbelief so that no one will partake of this holy sacrament to their damnation. Take off from us the spotted garment of our sinful flesh, our self-righteousness, and give us the garment that has been purchased with your holy precious blood. Strengthen our faith, increase our love and hope, and after this life, grant us all a place at your heavenly table, where we shall eat of the eternal manna, and drink of the river of thy pleasure forevermore. Hear us for thine own sake. Amen.
Amen.
We continue with hymn 307. Son and the Holy Ghost are one God and one Lord. And in the confession of the only true God, we worship the Trinity in person and the unity and substance of majesty co-equal. Therefore, with angels and archangels and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, but deliver us from evil.
For thine is
Jesus Christ, the same night in which you were betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it, gave it to the disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." After the same manner also he took the cup, and when he had supped, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink ye all of it. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as ye drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Amen. Thank you. Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Now may this body of God strengthen and preserve you, keep you and the one true faith for the life everlasting. Amen. Depart in the Lord's peace. Amen.
Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for the forgiveness of your sins.
thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. We give thanks to the Almighty God that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift, and we beseech thee that of mercy, that you would strengthen us through the same faith toward thee and for love toward one another. We pray this through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee in the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Lift up his countenance upon you and grant you his peace. Amen.